This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Back to normal. That is the theme of our show today. Back to normal. The this is a sad case of normal. You don't have to be able to look too far into the future. What are you seeing now? You got Buttigieg, Secretary of Transportation, saying, hey, let's do that mileage tax. You got the dude that's Captain Demento, Joey Demento, in the White House, talking about other taxes to raise on you. I mean, you feeling safer? You feeling more financially secure? Back to normal. Racism? Oh my gosh. Let me tell you something, white people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, specifically me, Kevin Jackson. If you don't wake up, you're going to become the next group of slaves. You already are. You already are slaves. You're slaves to a system that where you don't speak out. You're worried about basic rights as a human being. You don't speak up for yourselves. I don't know what else to tell you. I had a group of people that supported me, and they said to me, well, Kevin, we're going to have Dennis Prager come in and talk to us because, you know, he's got PragerU, and I've got a charity called SeekingEducationalExcellence.org. And we come back, critical race theory and racism, and they say, well, you know, Dennis, he's making all those videos. I said, and look, I think Dennis Prager is an amazing guy. But if you think Dennis Prager is going to save you from the scourge of critical race theory and the racism that's happening in this country, good luck with that. Dennis is an amazing thinker. The problem is, amazing thinkers, for the most part, are not doers. I happen to be an amazing thinker who is a doer. We are partnering to push back against critical race theory. We are going after school boards so we can put parents on school boards that think like we do. We have an actual project to do this at ground level. Can we make sophisticated videos? Yeah, we do it. And we do it as good as anybody. Quite frankly, we do it better than most. But it's beyond making cute little videos and stuff. Man, this is a serious problem out there, people. We'll get more into it this hour. By the way, I think the work that Prager does is amazing. But I think the work that we do is even better. And I'm not saying that with any disrespect to them. But if I had Dennis's budget or TPUSA's budget, you would see a change in the academic system in America, the education system in America. I don't see a change. Turn on your TV. Show me how pervasive the racism is in this country. In your face, racism that your children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren will grow up facing. And it's funny, you talk to conservatives who hold on to their dollars like you wouldn't believe, and I say, what do you think? Look, you can hold on to your dollars and think you're doing something. The leftists, they're stealing your dollars, and then they're teaching your kids how to be racist. They are demoralizing your children because of the color of their skin. When did this country become that? Welcome, everybody, again. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Femboy Hooters was trending over the weekend. Femboy Hooters. FemboyHooters. Hashtag. That was filming, or hashtag Femboy Hooters, was trending over the weekend. For those of you trying to figure out what that is, that's man boobs or moobs. That's how much spare time we have on our hands here in America that femboy hooters can trend. We have a lot to discuss in this country, and femboy hooters is not one of the things that should be on the plate. It was funny to see, though. I ain't gonna lie. Another hour of excellence in opinion radio. Proudly shadow banned by the biggest social media platforms because I'm relevant. But as relevant as I feel that I am, I'm not as relevant as you. I remind you that no matter how insignificant you believe your voice to be, it is part of a collective of 80 million red-blooded Americans who did not vote for this nonsense that we currently face. You have not been fooled. You haven't been fooled by the ruse of the Wu flu virus. You know what they're trying to do to you there. Many of you do. Some of you capitulate. You have your reasons. I'm not going to get after you. You've been fooled. You've not been fooled, I should say, by the election results. You know it was the big cheat. You know Joe Biden is not respected. You didn't vote for him. Neither did everybody. Most of the people you know did not vote for him. You have not been fooled. And you are despised because of your wisdom. You're despised because you search for the truth. Not knowing the truth does not make you ignorant, but not wanting to know the truth does make you ignorant. I think you probably heard that saying somewhere. Not wanting to know. I don't want to. Just don't tell me. Just don't tell me. Not to get biblical on you, folks, but these days, these times really do resemble what the Bible calls the end of times. Right will be wrong. Evil will be perceived as good. Do I really need to tell you that the oppression of white folks right now in your face? And look, I'm not here to protect you. Unlike black people, you know, white folks say, oh, Kevin, you don't like a civil rights for black people. I need to help you out. No, you don't, white guy. Get away from me. But see, unlike that, I'm not trying to protect you. I'm just trying to sound the alarm bell for you. And I'm not protecting white folks when I talk about these things. You want to know what I'm doing? I'm protecting human beings. I'm saying you can't talk to me about racism against blacks and talk about the lack of civil rights and so on and all the laws that prevented blacks from doing blankety blank, and then you try to impose the same thing on whites and pretend that it's good because there's some historical evidence for it. I mean, that's ridiculous. But we do it. We allow it to happen. This country is doing it blatantly. The world, folks, is dangerous. The truth is that unless we do something about this, it doesn't have a good ending. Now, I want to remind you, we do win in the end. So something happens, but it's going to take a collective of us to do it. The world is more dangerous because of the big cheat. The theft of America's election impacts the largest ecosystem in this part of the universe. We are in danger. Some dangers you can visibly see, others you just sense, but you know they're there. Keep it here, folks. We'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Like the dangers that are looming from China, Iran, Russia, and elsewhere. These are dangers that you can sense. Some of them, if you've done some research, you know the real danger. You know the real danger of the Chinese with our economy. I was watching a show. It's about smugglers. And what we bring in through the airport. It's an interesting show for a variety of reasons. It's on National Geographic, and I think it's called To Catch a Smuggler. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. To Catch a Smuggler. Here's what's interesting. They talk about a number of bootleg products that they stop from coming into the country during the Super Bowl. It was something like, we stopped $124 million of bootleg products from being sold during the Super Bowl. We stopped X amount of sex trafficking coming through the JFK, Miami, etc. They have the numbers of what Customs does, Customs and Border Protection, CBP, I think is what it's called. They talk about this. I watch them. They have a dog, a little weenie dog, not a weenie dog, a beagle, who searches for illicit meats coming in from other countries. This dog's role in life is to go to people coming in from when planes land, and he sniffs their bags, not for drugs, but for meat products. They ask you, are you bringing in fruit? Particularly apples. I was very surprised that they asked, do you bring in apples? And when they confiscate this stuff, and you should see it, it's an elaborate operation. That's what our legal system is to capture. Now, I want you to just ask yourself, where's that system on the border? You could bring apples. You could bring whatever meat you wanted. You could bring whatever flora. You could bring whatever animals. In customs, they stop you from bringing certain pets. You can't bring certain flowers. You can't bring... I mean, it is amazing how intensive it is. And it's never discussed on the border. You could walk across with anything. By the way, one of the things they try to do is stop sex trafficking. Because a lot of times during the Super Bowl, these mobsters, excuse me, will bring over young girls in the sex trade. They don't do that on the border. They know what's... I mean, every problem that you can imagine that you would face... If you sent your 10-year-old, 12-year-old, 14-year-old daughter or wife and daughter on a 1,000 or 2,000-mile trek, everything you can possibly imagine can happen happens. And do you think the humanitarian left gives a crap? They don't care. When you land here, if you will vote, if you will allow us to do what we want to do to brown this country, let's do it. It's insane. Let me tell you something. Joey Demento is nowhere capable of understanding the dangers that this country faces. And even when he had a fully functioning brain, Biden wasn't prepared to do the right thing for America, to do the right thing for humanity. That's sad. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com is where you can find out more about us, folks. I hope you pay attention to the ads that we run. That is our lifeline. It is our money. And more importantly, the reason why we run ads is when it can do something good for you. I'm not running ads for Mercedes and things like that. If you need a Mercedes, you know you can get one. I'm not running ads for, you know, the things that, you know, we run ads for stuff that people in my family or my friends or acquaintances have used and they work. That's the difference. So that's why you can listen to them. We have much to discuss, folks, about the dangers this hour. Conservatism is under attack. Pragmatism is under attack. Capitalism has, not only is it under attack, it's been under attack for decades. Here's one you may not have thought of. Humanism is under attack. All of these attacks are cloaked in supposed search for truth and goodness by leftists. America, folks, has been infiltrated by demons. And you can't spell demon without dim. Nothing new, though, with what I've said here. These attacks have been going on. They're ongoing. They will continue. And in the post-Trump era, these attacks are going to come fast and furiously. Democrats are afraid of you because they wake up to their own reality. They wake up to the notion of you're going to discover that they actually do live like you. They want to do like you behind closed doors. But in front of you, they have to do these things so they can rip you off. When I say they want to live like you, I'm saying they want to live peaceful lives, etc. The problem is they're demons. They will do anything they can to take from you, all in the search of one of two things, and preferably both. Money and power. They fear your knowledge and your pursuit of truth, as they should. Because you're the only thing standing between them and the evil that lurks inside of them. You're the only protector. I hope that voices like mine resonate enough with you to where you want to get out and do something. But let me tell you, I'm not trying to make this, you know, like this, a call to action for you any more than I have before. But let me, if I'm not getting through to you, I really need you to understand. If you're going to sit by passively and watch what's happening happen, what's the saying? I saw it the other day. It was, and I've seen it before, like, if you don't know you're in the game, you're a pawn. But it was put better than that. I have to think of it. I'll run across it again. I want to play this clip by Anderson Cooper. Do we have time? We probably don't. Let me just talk about it in terms of racism. And then I'm going to get into the danger that lurks. Well, you know what? Let's do that. Let's talk about that. Because I saw this stat that came up. It said D.C. has three times the number of carjackings from this time last year. Three times the number. And my first thought was, welcome to the Biden era. Welcome to the Biden era. 22 people were shot and only one killed in Chicago over the past weekend. That is a good stat. That's really good for Chicago. The only thing I could figure is it must have been bone-chilling cold there. But just wait for summer, people. When the politicians and the media can ignore the real stats of, quote, Black Lives Matter, as they wait with bated breath for the next police shooting of a black thug, I want you to do something. Follow Chicago shootings. Just Google it and watch what comes up. You'll learn that the media gives updates on the shootings day to day over the weekend. It'll say stuff like 11 shot Friday evening, and then you'll look in the next morning, you'll say 10 more shot on Saturday morning. The shootings in Chicago remind me of the San Francisco poop map. Chicago and other cities should hand out tourist maps of where not to go. It should be federally mandated as a safety measure that Garmin or the people that make GPS tell you where not to go, like you're entering a hot zone.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A reasonable doubt is a doubt that is based upon reason and common sense. At the end of this case, we're going to spend a lot of time talking about doubt.
That's defense attorney Eric Nelson in his opening statements in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, who's accused of killing George Floyd. Nelson also cautioning the jury about jumping to conclusions. Traffic through the Suez Canal is resuming after a massive container ship was stuck in the vital waterway for almost a week. Suez Canal authorities saying the Ever Given is moving again and is going through the Great Bitter Lake for a technical inspection. Senator Tom Tillis will undergo surgery next week for prostate cancer. The North Carolina Republican releasing a statement saying his cancer was detected relatively early. He's expected to make a full recovery. USA Radio News. The average retail price for a gallon of gasoline moved up a smaller amount this week by 5 cents a gallon for a national average of $2.94 a gallon. Analyst Trilby Lundberg tells USA Radio News this price is the highest since spring of 2019.
This price is 79 cents above what it was 1 year ago. It is up 77 cents since November 20.
Lundberg also saying the price of $2.94 may have topped out for motorists.
What we have is probably a price right now that is near its temporary peak or already at its peak. In fact, we might see some price declines coming up, maybe small ones, in the next few weeks.
Southwest Airlines is buying 100 Boeing 737 MAX planes. The Dallas-based carrier saying on Monday the new agreement converts 70 of its orders for MAX 8 planes to the smaller MAX 7 jets. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Earlier, I warned you about the racism that's running rampant. I talk about it all the time. Racism against white folks. And I'm not trying to be the protector of white people. I'm the protector of humans. I think racism, no matter where it rears its ugly head, should be stamped out. And I feel like sometimes a lone voice in the wilderness talking about it. But I want to play you a clip of something that CNN put out. They did an entire thing on this. And I want you to understand, millions of people are buying into this and your kids are being taught this nonsense. And I'm imploring people to understand how serious of a problem this is. I keep bringing up these problems. I remember 6-7 years ago, I talked about social media. I said, guys, Zuckerberg doesn't know he has a nuclear weapon in his hands. And when he detonates it, it will not be against the left. It will be against us. I warned everybody. I'm giving you the same warning. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com, 844-551-8255. This is a serious issue that you're facing. The Oakland mayor, for example, he only wants families of color to get universal basic income. Think about that. It's a smart move. Get white people fighting for what leftists want. I would play this differently if I were going against him. I'd say, yeah, let's give universal basic income to the biggest losers. I would get black people mad. Who you call a loser? Anybody that wants to accept free money? That's who I call a loser. Here's what one guy wrote about the subject. He says, how much more racist can socialists, a.k.a. Democrats, get? White genocide down the road, perhaps? Revenge government? The grievance industry is booming under Bumble Stiltskin. He says, a few years ago, this would have been treated as a joke or commentary from an iNet satire series like The Onion. Now we can see it's just a matter of time as the nation slips deeper and deeper into the fetid bowels of anti-white bias. Meanwhile, Knucklehead Joe talks the unity message, but all of his actions speak otherwise. He ought to be the one protesting the mayor's actions, not you, not me, not you. He says, if I were to live there, I'd be inclined to partake in this racialized booty. I would just insist, I'm not white, I'm black. After all, in America, he spells with a K, even women can declare themselves men and vice versa, so no big deal switching races. I've already done that for 3 consecutive U.S. censuses. Black privilege is real, as in this story, and I want a piece of it. How about you? This is pretty much what I wrote in Race Pimping. City of Oakland is branded racist for giving families of color $500 a month if they earn under $59,000 with no rules on how they spend it, but offering poor white families nothing. Mayor Libby Schaaf announced race-based program to give families of color $500 monthly checks. Why? When you're poor and white, do you not suffer from the same maladies of any other poor person? But here's what's interesting. Now we're not debating the stupidity of just giving away free money. It's racialized. So we've glossed over the issue. But let me just tell you, folks, this is not going away. These types of things are things that you better get used to. Here's Anderson Cooper and CNN. This is the beginning of what they were going to talk about in a segment. I want you to hear this because this will blow your mind.
Good evening. Thanks for joining us for what we feel will be an important special, Afraid, Fear in America's Communities of Color. Tonight, my co-anchors, Amara Walker, Victor Blackwell, and Ana Cabrera, and I will talk about that fear, which has only been amplified in the wake of the mass shootings in Atlanta, the first of two recent mass shootings. There's the ongoing hostility toward Asian Americans, always there throughout our history, but inflamed over the last year by the pandemic and all the racist hate that's been spewed about it. Though there is still a lot to learn about the motivation behind that attack, which the alleged killer has blamed on some sort of sexual addiction, what we do know is that last year, according to the Center for the Study of Hate and Extremism, anti-Asian hate crimes rose by nearly 150%. There's a larger issue of race in America and the white supremacist propaganda fueling it at an all-time high, according to the Anti-Defamation League. There's the fear in communities of color not only being victimized, but also being falsely accused or suspected of crimes. So many people have stories to tell about what they face, often daily. We're going to explore those stories tonight, and we'll look at what it'll take to change this climate of fear, to stop otherizing people and stand together against hate.
There's a lot to unpack in that nonsense, but it's going to be fun, interesting to pay attention to, right? A lot to unpack. It's an important special, Afraid, Fear in America's Communities of Color. It's all, he says it was amplified due to the Atlanta shooting. He then references the Asian American racism of the past, and he says it's always been there. I don't know about you, but I don't know of a whole lot of Asian American hate. I haven't seen it. It's suddenly being brought to the fore, but I have not noticed it. This is the first time I've seen it. And in fact, they're running commercials. I don't know if you watch a lot of TV, but it'll be stop Asian American hate. That's the new narrative. And let me tell you what it's being fueled by and funded by. You want to guess? The Chinese. The Chinese government is saying, look, start the propaganda that we're hated. That makes us a special interest group, and now we get off the radar. I love how he said, it's funny, he talks about Asian American hate. He says, well, it's always been there. And he says, we have a lot to learn about the motivation around this attack that happened in Atlanta. And he brushes over the idea that the guy said, I was fighting my own sexual addiction and I took some crazy means of getting rid of it. It wasn't an attack on Asians. If black people had owned those massage parlors or wherever he was getting his sex, he would have shot black folks. If white folks had owned it, he would have shot white folks. But CNN doesn't want you to know that. And he glosses over it. We have a lot to learn about the motivation. Well, he said, you know, it was an attack on for his sexual addiction, but that's not it. No. It's Asian hate. And oh, by the way, the fear of it, how about we just gin that up for you? So I love what he does next. This is a perfect ploy of the left. He says, anti-Asian crimes rose according to some Center for Asian Crime Statistics Studies and what have you. And I dare you to go look at who it is that is behind this thing or who's funding it. And I will bet you money. I don't even know. I'm telling you right now. You can go listen to the clip in the podcast. Go listen to it. Find out who's behind it. Whoever the agency is. And I'm going to bet you money that it's leftist run and it's receiving Chinese money, Chinese funding. I'll bet you money. It's fun to watch these guys. The next thing he says, which is really interesting, is the amount of, quote, white supremacist propaganda, and it's on the rise. White supremacist is on the rise. I don't know about you, but the majority, I don't think most Americans give a rat's behind about white supremacy. I don't think we're looking for it. I don't think that it's there. I think it is such a ginned up term that people like CNN just use it as fodder. They use it as bait. It's red meat for the left. Then he goes on, he talks about, you know, because he's going to help the communities of color. And now Asians fall into that. They're victimized. They're falsely accused. Asians are falsely accused of being the curve busters in school. They're not always the curve busters. Sometimes it's other people. Yeah, they're falsely accused. They're victimized. And then he reminds us of what they face daily. This is the ongoing thing that happens to black folks, brown folks, Asian folks daily. They are victimized. They are marginalized, etc. And meanwhile, I want you just to consider critical race theory, Black Lives Matter, I've been warning white folks for the better part of 12 years now. I said, if you don't get a handle on this, your children are going to be slaves. I'm not even saying it like in conspiracy. Your children will be slaves. Your children will have menial jobs. They will not own companies. They will always feel of themselves as less than others. I'm telling you, this is the recipe. If I were going to demoralize a group of people, I would do it this way. I'd make them think by birthright, you're terrible. I want you to understand how sick this is. They have white kids who don't want to be white. You have grown white men like John Brennan saying, I wish I weren't a white man. Now, that's what he says publicly. Privately, he realizes what nonsense that is. But the problem is, this is now a public discussion. And if you folks don't get ahead of it, if you don't back the right horses, this is the future of your kids and your grandkids.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away, put it back in your bank account, and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
If there's a sudden disaster, and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30 count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
In the previous segment, I played a clip of Anderson Cooper and CNN doing a thing on fear, afraid, fear in the minority communities, in the communities of color. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Fear in the neighbor, in people of color or whatever. Fear that they stoke. He asked that we stop otherizing people, which is exactly what the left does. If you just go back through and you look at every point that Anderson Cooper makes, I promise you, you will easily, clearly see there's no mystical, magical stuff here on the part of Kevin Jackson explaining something to you, but you will clearly see that the left does the opposite of what it tells you they want you to do. They do the opposite. They are the very people who do the things that you sit here going, but you're telling me not to do what you just do, what you did. What, I don't get it. I grew up that way. My grandparents, who were staunch Democrats, I mean, dyed in the wool. And every day, practically of my life, I'd say, well, why is it you support the group that doesn't, that you don't have me live by these rules? In other words, Democrats are saying, Kevin, you're weak. You're a product of, you know, you're always going to, you know, you've got to fight and the civil rights and all this other stuff. And I go, you don't teach me any of that. You don't let me have any excuses. And they never saw it. What are you doing pointing out our fallacies and our inconsistencies? Our hypocrisies. And I'm 8 years old and I realize it. Sorry, no conversion for me. I knew right from wrong from a very early age. Probably because I was doing so much wrong. I was like always getting corrected. I knew, you know, I learned it. And it stuck. And it was no excuses. I didn't go, oh, well, let me find a scapegoat. If I did it, I'd go, yep, that was me. You'll get my butt whooping. Man. These people are insane. Anyway, Tucker Carlson was on with Matt Walsh and they were talking about critical race theory. And it's a short clip, but it's worth hearing because this is where we are. And then I want to go into this Lil Nas thing with the Nike shoe because, see, we are surrounded by evil. The leftists are evil. They're demons. And I'm not saying it lightly. I mean it in all sincerity. They're demons. A person that will tell you, that will literally lie to your face. I mean, don't misunderstand me. I've done it. I've seen it done. But you outgrow it. But they will lie to your face, knowing that it can impact you in a negative way. I mean, we're not talking about, you know, does this dress make me look fat? We're talking about things that are serious implications to the world that we face, and the left does not care. Anyway, here's Tucker and Matt Walsh talking about racism in America. That's so obvious. I don't know why we're not having a discussion on the right that counters it.
I just worry not who populates Biden's stupid cabinet. I think it's probably irrelevant. Susan Rice and Obama running, it seems like. What I'm bothered by is what happens to America over time if this kind of poisonous, demented thinking goes unchallenged and it becomes the default setting for all of us, where every job is allocated on the basis of your skin color and other factors you can't control. Like, where does that leave the country?
I think it leaves, as you're pointing out in the monologue, it leaves us right back. We just go in one big circle. We end up where we were 70 years ago. But as you say, the colors are changed. The thing is, the left, they, through critical race theory, it's pretty brilliant in an evil and wicked way that they have built in to the system an excuse to be racist because it, as part of critical race theory. And our kids are indoctrinated into this stuff at, you know, from the age of 5 on up. And this is what they're told, that it doesn't count if it's against the white person. And then people begin to believe this, which is why it's so important for, I'm not even going to say just conservatives, but sane, rational, normal people who are opposed to racism. It's important for us to call this out and to also to name it, to call it what it is. This is specifically anti-white racism, which is now the only acceptable form of racism in the West. And that's what it is. And it's a scourge. It's evil. It's wrong. And we need to call it what it is, I think.
So that clip was made in response to Hirono and some other senators saying they will not approve any of Joe Biden's cabinet or appointees unless he's got people of color in there. Doesn't matter if you're qualified. If you're white and you're qualified, forget about it. Which it doesn't matter to me because anybody that would want to work for Joe Biden's an idiot anyway. They're all idiots. But now they're saying they got to be idiots of certain colors, you know, dimensions. They got to be LGBTQ idiots. They got to be Asian idiots. They got to be black idiots, brown idiots, whatever. This is the world we're at. It isn't about who's the best, who's going to solve the problems, who has the best ideas. Doesn't matter. So Tucker says, what happens to America over time? Let me tell you, folks. I told you earlier, if you listen to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, go back and get the podcast. I said, white folks, get used to being slaves. You're going to be the whipping boys and girls of the next millennium. You are. It's going to be okay for people to decry your whiteness. And it isn't like America's so white, it's so dominated by white folks. It's America is so not dominated by whites, it's ridiculous.
Oh, Kevin, look at all the CEOs of what?
The CEOs of these big companies? You think that they're controlling it? I will never forget having this discussion, and I need to get into this Nike shoe thing, but having a discussion with radio guys. And they were talking about race and radio. And if Obama gets elected, you know, or doesn't get elected, and it's Romney, or you, what are you going to talk about on the radio? And I'm like, really? So you think racism goes away? This was a decade ago. I'm telling people, do you understand that racism is going to do nothing except increase over and over? What are you going to do to stop it? I ask you just out point blank. I'd love for some white guy, call me up, 844-551-8255, and tell me, how good have we been at stopping it? How many people do you know really get out there and sound the alarm bell? Same with feminism. Who's stopping it? The closest that anybody's coming, I'm not talking about stopping it, but standing up for it, I'm about to get all, you know, pat myself on the back, Kevin Jackson. When I call the Blasey Ford women what they are, the Kavanaugh accusers, Blasey Ford and Swetnick, what they are, lying skanks, because I said, if the feminist movement wins here, men lose. If you are a white guy, if you are a male in the coming society, you are a loser. That is what's being set up. Toxic masculinity, rape culture, and oh, by the way, don't be white in that environment because it's even worse. When did America not learn to grow up? And it's funny, I say grow up. How about America remain childish in this respect? Because, see, children don't care about color. They don't care about your little idiosyncrasies. They don't care if you're a little boy and you're effeminate or whatever. They just want to find what's common about you that they like, and then they play with you. They get together. They say, let's do this together. It's when we grow up and you're taught the racism by these leftists, these Marxists that love to divide and conquer. And that's where we are. And they are evil. Evil to their rotten cores. And as Matt Walsh said, the only acceptable racism is anti-white racism. In your face every single day. Pro-black racism is okay. Meaning pro-black. Hey, BET. Hey, black this, black that. You can put black on anything. You put white on anywhere, anything that's got black, and watch what happens. The insanity of this is pretty pathetic. But I want to go to this Nike shoe because it's a big deal. And I find it interesting that they release it right before evil. Lil Nas X teams up with MSCHF. I don't even know what that is. To release this new Nike shoe, Air Max 97 Custom, dedicated to Satan, complete with a pentagram and a drop of human blood in each shoe. The shoe contains the number 666. It comes in a limited number of 666 pairs, and Lil Nas collaborated with Nike on this creation. They call them Satan shoes. And they have a pentagram on them. They have a thing from the Bible, a verse from the Bible that's on the shoe, imprinted on the shoe, and so on and so on. This is what Nike is about. Now, it has us talking about them. This is why I keep telling you folks, you put your money in the Nike products, you keep going, watching the NFL, who's sponsored by who? Satan? Nike? You want to watch the NBA? You want to watch any sports program? What you should say is, if you don't get rid of Nike, I'm not watching. First of all, you shouldn't watch them anyway. This is the culture we live in. That somebody can proudly make a shoe that worships Satan.
This is the Kevin.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.